in order, and it's on the temple of the altar, keep silent before him. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Now feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. This is another day the Lord has made.
Amen. Amen.
You should rejoice and be glad that we're in the day.
Amen.
Anybody glad to be here?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we are glad to be in the number. I think this is day 254.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we are still here.
Amen.
Try to all the devil try to do.
Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We owe God some praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Be at home, we start to get complacent, but we need to be more thankful all the time.
Amen.
Every praise bring on another praise.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right, Paul, while we're praising for what he's done, he's blessed us to do the praises, so we're still behind on that praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because we cannot do anything without him.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. So we're looking to him when we're coming all our help. Our help coming from the Lord. Everybody looking good out there.
Thank you.
Amen.
Everybody is blessed to be alive.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And God don't owe us anything. We owe God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So we keep that in mind. We are indebted to him all the time.
Amen.
We can Lord. Never pay him up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay, so we are blessed to be in the number.
Amen.
Yes.
One more time.
Yes, we are. Thank you, God.
Amen. So we are glad to see you all.
Amen.
Okay. Everybody is blessed and wonderfully and fearfully made.
Amen.
And you are royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They belong to the child, the Son of God.
Yes.
And he who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so we're
yes,
here, but mean we are royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
And don't let nobody make you feel otherwise.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. Praise God. Let us pray. Eternal God, we come now thanking you for another day. Thank you for allowing us to be in your midst one more time.
Amen.
Pray that God, that God will dwell in our service today. In the name of Jesus, let your spirit have its wide way. In the name of Jesus, take charge of this service and guide us through it, God, by your spirit, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, anoint us for the call.
Yes.
And on our eyes and our minds and our ears that we might hear and receive the word. And
yes,
on our hearts to take it all in and apply and align. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Help us to be all you have us to be.
Yes.
In this day and time.
Please,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, we pray. Take us through this pandemic.
Yes,
and we'll
God.
We'll be all right.
Yes, yes.
In the name of
Jesus. Name we pray. Amen.
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 Right. We got cut off last week. My power went out on my computer.
Oh my.
And by me, I thought my battery would be enough to hold the service because I left the cord home. And it ran out anyway. And had never used it by itself, and so I thought it had enough, had at least 2 hours on it, but it went on out.
My Lord.
We're here today to continue in the Word.
Amen.
From the book of St. Matthew, the 13th chapter, beginning at verse 47, going down to verse 50. St. Matthew 13, beginning at verse 47, going to verse 50. Are we there?
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Amen.
Good morning.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into the vessel, but they cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. That shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk to you today from this thought. Joining only is not enough.
Amen.
Joining only is not enough. Amen.
Joining only is not enough.
Glory to God.
Amen. And, as I was saying that, say about sometimes we get a part of something, and that's all we do, be a part of this, say I belong there.
Mm-hmm.
With nothing we do to help the thing or the situation move forward.
Mm-hmm.
We just in the number.
Amen.
Showing up every now and then. But when Jesus called us, he called us to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said, go ye therefore to all the earth and teach everybody that we see. You got to tell them everything that he's done. Tell them how he loved us.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what he did to prove that love for us. All right? Jesus is the answer to every situation, every problem we may have.
Amen.
Jesus is the answer.
Yes.
And so we find here that in the church they have every kind of people. Okay. The church house or the church organization.
Mm-hmm.
Is locked into the sea. Okay, or the net that's cast into the sea. And the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Is we'll find everybody in the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sure. Because we all belong to God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And everybody was made to be a part of the kingdom.
Yes.
Because he doesn't want anybody lost.
Mm-mm.
But the day is going to come when he's going to judge that kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that's not right is going to be cast out. Mm-hmm. Okay. And remember, he said he's coming quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And his reward is going to be with him.
Uh-huh.
He's going to pay every man.
Mm-hmm.
According as his work mm-hmm. has been.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So we have opportunity while we're out here in the sea
mm-hmm.
to get ourselves right.
That's true.
All right, so that we can be kept as a part of the kingdom
mm-hmm.
when the net is pulled to shore.
Amen.
And that is when the judgment day comes.
Uh-huh.
And he separates the right from the wrong.
Yes, yes.
He separates the good from the evil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You will have to have done something besides being a part of the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
You got to get yourself right.
Man.
Okay. Nicodemus was one that was seeking that information, and Jesus told him he got to be born again.
Man.
So just having your name on the road
mm-hmm.
won't get you into the kingdom.
Sure.
For eternity.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. So, net is cast out there.
Mm-hmm.
We cast nets out there through our witnessing
uh-huh.
to the Lord and about the Lord, to each other. Okay. The net is cast out there and it catches whoever comes in its path. Okay. And when it said when the net is full,
mm-hmm.
it'll be drawn in. So when the end of time comes, that net's going to be pulled in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And everything that's in the net going to be pulled in with the net. Okay. And that would be the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it said, after they get it in on the shore, they would sit down and would be gathering the good into the vessel
mm-hmm.
and would cast the bad away. Okay. People in the church are like fish in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we told you on last week that we had all kinds of fish.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
In the sea.
Uh-huh.
You got perch, mullet,
mm-hmm.
drums, trochers, fox, catfish, shark, salt, sailfish, blowfish, trout,
right.
blue fish, white fish, pike, eels, rocks, and the name and the number and name goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is just to name a few of the fish that's out there. We have all these kind of fish in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got the perch.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the mullet. Both these fish, as they are, not good to eat. You don't want to eat it with the scales on it.
Mm-mm.
And the intestine's still in it.
Mm-mm.
Okay. But so they had to be cleaned up.
That's right.
So people in the church got to be clean.
Yes, amen.
And Jesus said, "You're clean through the word."
Amen.
Hello.
Okay, and by the word.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so these fish that you clean them up, throw them in the frying pan,
mm-hmm.
then make some good eating.
Yes, yes.
drum the same way, and the croaker. The croaker, when you catch it, it makes a noise.
Uh-huh.
And you start croaking around there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's called croaker, because it starts croaking around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we got people in the church, when you catch them in the wrong,
mm-hmm.
they make a whole lot of loud noise.
Amen.
Trying to get attention off of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You try to correct them, and instead of them admitting that they were wrong, they sent put a defense line.
Mm-hmm.
Get right loud. Okay? So, but if you clean them up, croaker make a good fish to eat as well.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's favorite, that spot.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. Good to eat.
Uh-huh.
But you don't want to eat them before it's clean.
That's right. Amen.
You got to clean them up.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he got a spot on him.
Yes.
That's where he gets his name from.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you got other fish to spot.
Uh-huh.
They like the trout.
Amen.
The rainbow trout.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That trout got a lot of spots on it.
Uh-huh.
So you got to clean them up.
Uh-huh.
Once you do that, it makes some good food to eat.
Amen. Uh-huh. Amen.
And the Lord can clean every fish in the net.
That's amen. Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. And when I'm saying every fish in the net, this time I'm talking about every person.
Yes.
He can cleanse you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you just cast yourself into him, forget about your way and go his way.
Amen.
Follow
amen.
Jesus.
Yes, yes.
And everything will be
all right.
All right.
Praise mm-hmm. God.
Now, we have a catfish.
Uh-huh.
Catfish is one of the bottom feeders. He eats off the decay and stuff in the ocean
uh-huh.
and in the water that he's in. But catfish makes a minor good cleaning and eating after you clean it up.
Yeah.
Okay. God can take all these bad people, even Trump, and clean them up.
Yes, yes.
And, uh-huh.
And make him good.
Yes.
And he needs to be cleaned up.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right. And then you got the shark.
Mm-hmm.
The shark goes through there eating up everything.
That's true.
They're swimming and eating.
Mm-hmm.
Swimming and eating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And wounding people. You got the sharks in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Wounding people.
Uh-huh.
And some that do the bowels. Let's take care of them completely, that they cause no more problems.
Uh-huh.
Sharks need to be cleaned and made to be part of the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You can't make an end to the kingdom as long as you are a shark.
Amen.
All right. So you got to be cleaned up to be a fish of peace, love, compassion.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Sailfish. Catch him here.
Uh-huh.
He dip over and so and sail somewhere. Okay. We got them popping all over the church.
Mm-hmm.
Get wrong one place. Get mad mm-hmm. and sail out to another place.
Yes.
Or sail out of the place they're in and don't go nowhere else at all.
Uh-huh.
Blowfish.
Mm-hmm.
When you catch that fish, he puffs all up.
Mm.
Be about twice his size.
Uh-huh.
You got them in the church.
Uh-huh.
When you get to them and come to them in love,
mm-hmm.
they blow all up.
Yes.
You can't tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grown. All right. They puff all up. and want to stop something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but all you got to do is clean them up with the word.
Amen.
Amen.
And they'll be all right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The bluefish. When people catch them, they most of the time they throw them back. Mm. Somebody else can catch them, clean them up, and make some good eating for them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So everybody in the church will have somebody to reject them. But God will accept you.
Amen.
As long as you give yourself to Him.
Amen. Yes.
The white fish is clean.
Uh-huh.
It's a good fish. Now that pike has that long, sharp nose.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That go we get everywhere before the fish does. Okay. We got sharks in the, pikes in the church.
Uh-huh.
Nose everywhere.
Wow.
And everybody's business but there.
Amen.
And everybody's life but there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what you ought to be doing. Tell mm-hmm. them what you should not be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And not taking care of their own business.
Yeah.
That, those are the pipes. And now here's the one that we call the eel.
Uh-huh.
The eel looks like a snake.
Yes.
Moves like a snake. Slippery like a snake.
Mm-hmm.
Catch the eel, he wiggles his way on out of your hand.
Uh-huh.
When you got somebody in the church,
my Lord,
they can lie.
Uh-huh.
They'll step out of every situation.
Uh-huh.
Okay? About like the president.
Uh-huh.
Every time he do something,
uh-huh.
then he get caught.
Yes,
he have the lie for you.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, to whittle out of his situation, uh-huh. then put some people jump right on it
uh-huh.
and follow him.
Uh-huh.
But you got to know God.
Amen.
And know the word.
Amen. Thank
and
you, God.
And when you know what God has said,
yes,
he can't fool you.
That's right, amen.
Tell you one thing and does another.
Uh-huh.
Well, the day is coming when the good fish gonna be taken out
uh-huh.
and put in the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
And the bad fish gonna be cast into the fire.
That's
Lord,
right.
Amen. To burn eternity.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't get the self clean.
Uh-huh.
They didn't receive the word
uh-huh.
to clean them up, to change their lives.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They didn't get the word to change the way they used to be.
Uh-huh.
To a person that will gather in the kingdom of God.
My Lord.
When we get ready to get there.
Mm-hmm.
We got to remember what Jesus told Nicodemus.
Mm-hmm.
Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews who came to Jesus by night.
Yes.
And he said to Jesus, Rabbi, I know that there are a teacher that came from God.
Mm-hmm.
And no man can do the miracles that you do except God be with you.
Uh-huh.
Jesus answered and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Nicodemus,
yes.
except a man be born again,
uh-huh.
he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born again when he's old?
Uh-huh.
Can he enter into the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
Yes.
Jesus answered and said, Verily, verily, I said unto you,
uh-huh.
except a man be born of the water
uh-huh.
and of the Spirit,
yes,
he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again.
Born again.
The wind bloweth.
Yes.
There, where it listeth. And thou hearest the sound of, but canst not tell where it cometh and where it goeth.
Uh-huh.
So is every man that is born of the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
And said unto him, how can these things be?
Uh-huh.
Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel?
Mm-hmm.
And knowest not these things. Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we know,
mm-hmm.
and testify what we have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And we receive not our witness. Now, we need to stop here for a moment and judge ourselves.
Yes, yes.
Do we talk what we know?
Uh-huh.
Or talk what we heard?
Uh-huh.
Do we talk the word of God?
Or
do we talk gossip?
Jesus.
Instead of speaking gospel, mm-hmm. we are speaking gossip.
Yes.
That we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the hearsay. More than we know, will be knowledge of God.
Uh-huh.
Which is his word. And then we testify what we've seen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Do we testify about what we assume is right?
Uh-huh.
If I have told this Jesus that if I have told you earthly things and mm-hmm. you believe not, how shall ye believe?
Yes.
If I tell you about heavenly things
mm-hmm.
and no man had ascended up to heaven, but he that come down from heaven,
mm-hmm.
and every son, a man which is in heaven, and as Moses lifted up his servant from the mm-hmm. wilderness, in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up,
mm-hmm.
though that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world
that
he gave his only begotten Son.
Yes.
Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
You got to be. You must be born again.
Amen.
From of the water and of the Spirit.
Yes.
You got to be born again.
Yes.
Okay. So because we have died spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
When Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit,
mm-hmm.
we died spiritually.
That's
we were
right.
born physically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But we won't be born spiritually. And therefore, we had to get reborn again.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting your name on the church road
mm-hmm.
is not enough.
Amen.
You must believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
Yes.
You must believe that he died for your sins.
Yes.
You must believe that in your heart. But
mm-hmm.
with the heart, man believing to righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
With the tongue, confession is made into salvation. You got to know that God is. And all of them that diligently seek him. You got to know that God will ascend
mm-hmm.
into the kingdom if you ask him.
Yes.
And it shall be given to you. Knock, and it shall be open unto you.
Ask,
and God will make it all right for you.
Yes, he will.
But you got to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to receive.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Ask, believing.
Uh-huh.
Not ask, doubting.
Amen.
Ask, knowing.
Uh-huh.
And if I ask God to forgive me, God has forgiven me.
Amen.
Yes. Because he came not to condemn us.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't send his son Jesus into the world to condemn us. But that the world through him might be saved.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God.
So he didn't come to condemn us, he came to save us.
Mm-hmm.
He that believeth on him is not condemned,
mm-hmm.
but he that believeth not mm-hmm. is condemned already,
man.
Because he has not believed in the name mm-hmm. of the only begotten Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got to believe what the word has said about Jesus.
Amen.
And don't let nobody change your mind.
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
All right. Even though things are not going the way you think they ought to go.
Amen.
All right. Yes. Know that God is working it out.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
And he knows what's best.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Just let the world know you've got to be born again.
Born again.
Amen. There's a change that must take place.
Mm-hmm.
With your name on the road, it's just getting you in the net.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're in the net,
mm-hmm.
before you can be good for the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
you got to clean up.
That's true.
And the only way to clean yourself is by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
All right. And that word comes through Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The life that he gave and done for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a blessing. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So anybody wants to confess to him, you can do it anytime, any place.
Amen.
Do like Nicodemus come by night.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
You don't have to slip to it because you say you got to come boldly.
Amen.
Before the throne.
Mm.
You got to let the world know that I'm surrendering all.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Okay. Surrendering it all into the hands of the Mount Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when we do that,
Jesus.
When we do that, God will honor your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, he will.
Amen.
But you can't have your agenda going. And you have to know that God is depending on you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, God.
Thank you, Lord.
God is everything, and he'll be everything
uh-huh.
for you.
Yes, sir.
You got to let him be everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bless you. Heaven fall upon you.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Got to figure out something besides your name mm-hmm. on the road.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Got some work done.
Mm.
All right.
Amen.
Bless you and God bless you. Okay, I'm announced the benediction. Then, if you want to chat a little bit more, you can do that with testimony or song or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Lord's day.
Amen.
Okay. We also apologize because we weren't able to put the service last Sunday on the church. Well, because of the fact that now my computer went out.
Mm-hmm.
The program kept running. And it was too long when I was able to get through it on Monday. It was had too much on it to convert. service. And if I do, it wouldn't work.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we're grateful to you for this day.
Thank you, Lord.
And all you continue to do. Thank you, God. Life, our help, our strength. Yes, that there will be a spirit protection all around us throughout these days. Healing us from all sickness and disease and disease causing pains and all allergies and all allergies.
In the name of Jesus.
Keep us healed and protected, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Bless
us, God, and be.
Bless us, Lord.
Move through your kingdom.
Yes.
Give us a witness and be reminded to witness.
Yes.
Of the goodness of you and what you're doing, even in this pandemic. Thank you, God, for unity that this is bringing about. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Now to him is able to present a thoughtless, most precious thought of God. May the grace of God speak community of the Holy Spirit, rest of the Bible is dying for, and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen.
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 So anybody got a testimony for us, though?
Praise the Lord. The windows of heaven are open. The fire is falling today.
Hallelujah.
I've got God down in my soul. Thank Jesus. I gave him my old filthy garment, and he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. That is why I'm happy
tonight.
That is why I'm happy. That is why I'm happy. That is why I'm happy today. I got joy down in my soul. Since Jesus set everything on fire, I gave him my own filthy garment, and he gave me a robe of new wine.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, look at Sister Giz.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And this is the honest God truth. Last weekend when you were saying, I have a song, and I said, I can't really. I can sing, but I don't sound good, so I don't. It's good, you know, everybody sing together to join in with the brothers and sisters. But I was, and this is the honest God truth. I was hesitant when after last Sunday when you said that. I thought about this Sunday singing that very song you just sung.
See how God worked.
Oh my goodness!
Did you chime in?
I did, but I was low.
I didn't hear you helping me.
I was a little low. The first ministry that I was a part of, the Deliverance Ministry, my pastor used to sing that song all the time.
Brother Ernie, I didn't hear you helping me, though.
I wasn't that loud. You know, I was laughing because I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. You know what I'm saying? I had to kind of get a grip, you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, my God. I thought about
saying, wow.
Go ahead, strike up. Well, go ahead, strike up, Brother Ernie.
Oh, no, I don't sound that good. I don't sound that good.
Pastor said you got to make a move, though.
Brother Ernie said, stay encouraged, bro. Stay
encouraged.
I like to say with you guys. I don't like to say. Oh, my goodness. goodness. Oh, that's the God is our. That's the honest.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Man. God is good.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. All the time. Yes, he knows just what to do.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. We love y'all.
Love y'all too.
Y'all have a blessed, blessed week.
Love you all. Love you too.
Are you all still there?
Yes, we're still here.
Okay, I just want to say something. Good morning, everyone. This is Kim from Florida.
Good morning.
And Pastor, I want to thank you for your prayers last week. It was really helpful. And also Deacon Wayne for talking to me and encouraging me. And I took the words that you all said. And God bless me. So thank you all for blessing me and helping me through in my time of need.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
God.
God be the glory.
Anybody else got a testimony?
I'm just thankful to be here, and I have my health and my strength. And I'm thankful for all of my family members and everyone that's on the prayer line today. I thank all of you, and I love everybody. And I just hope that God correct this world and take this man that's on top right now and put him on the bottom and put somebody in charge that's going to fix this world.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
You
can do it.
Amen.
Amen.
I still ask for continued prayers for my aunt. Got report tonight that she slept well during the night, which is Elder Swenson's sister, Brenda Wooten, that she slept well last night. And to God be the glory, continued prayers is still requested.
I'm just thanking God. Like oh, God have really blessed my brother. He was badly off sick and just all the prayers and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. I just thank God that he's much better, because when the EMS pick him up, they said that's the worst they have ever seen, and they had to put him hook him up right away. But I just thank God that he's doing much better.
Amen.
Much better than he was doing. Amen. Back home and feeling good. I just thank God for that.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. I have a testimony also, if I can get it in right quick. Anyway, my doctor has prescribed a medication for me. And this medication, because they told me I was in the donut hole. So they told me this medication would cost me $460. And my doctor told me to make out an application that there may be help from one of the pharmaceutical companies that could help me. Praise God. And I did do this application and gave it back to my doctor. He filled out his part and he sent it in. And praise God, he worked it out. I don't have to pay not one penny for this medication.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
460 to zero.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Glory. Glory, glory to God. God, we'll work it out if you just trust Amen. Him and look to him and believe.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I just want to thank God for how you ask him. We ask him to do many things for us, and we ask him to protect us in many ways. And I know he do a whole lot for me now.
Amen.
Just one of the things he done last Friday, I was working and trying to verify a meter and around this metal and stuff. But anyway, as I was there, I mean, I was real close, and I was just working all around, and I stepped away back and go to the truck, and I come back. And not knowing, I was working around some yellow jacket nests. And there was a lot of them. And I mean, I got close in inches to them and didn't even see it. And you know how we always ask God to protect us from danger seen and unseen.
Yes.
And I just thank him that he protected me. And he let me see them and back up and go get what I need to take care of them.
But many times I ask God to do things, and He does it.
Amen. He will.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. He will.
Good job. They're big on injuries and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
They're out of work, and I just thank God that He blessed me and protected me. I don't have to be a part of that.
Yes.
And,
glory to God.
He does a lot for me in so many ways, and I don't want to take up everybody's time, but I just thank God for what He does for us all when we ask Him.
Thank you, God.
He blesses us when we ask for to heal us and feed Him money, but there's many things He does that keep us out of danger
and
keep us in safety. So I thank God for the God that we got.
Amen.
Amen.
Got you. Praise God. He's good.
Amen. I'm going to give this a short testimony. I thank God. I got to give God the honor and the praise.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I always told, if you know me, I tell you about Romans 8:28. And back in May, my manager called me, and we were going through resource allocation, which is layoff. And my manager told me, he said, Wayne, that we've had a resource allocation and one of our team members have got affected. And I'm like, okay, who is it? Because he already told me it wasn't me. And it ended up being my team leader. And I'm thinking now all this responsibility with all of these different systems around the world, it falls on me now. And I thank God for Romans 8:28, because the devil was saying, look, oh, see, now you now all this stuff is your responsibility. And a lot of that stuff, I have to admit, I didn't know. But I thank God for Romans 8:28, because it gave me peace, because I understood, hey, all I know is working for my good. And God gave me peace and let me know, okay, I've already worked things out for you, Wayne.
Amen.
You just got to let you. I'm just trying to let you know that you can do it.
Amen.
And like I say, September the 22nd will be 3 months.
All right now.
God, like I say, the problems that I ran into, God allowed me to solve them and move on.
Amen.
Right. But that just, like I say, that just lets me. And plus, my manager even gave me a recognition.
Praise God.
All right.
All right, Joseph.
But like I said,
All right, Joseph.
For Romans 8:28, because if you apply that, it says, and we know that all things, not no something, but
all things
are working together towards the good of those. If you know you
love the Lord.
If you're a child of God, you shouldn't be. I gave me peace. Because if I didn't have that scripture, Lord knows I probably would have fell apart, but having all kind of anxiety attacks and being stressed out. But like I say, I haven't been stressed out one day.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
And I just thank God for that scripture. And like I say, if you apply that scripture to your life, it will do you a world of good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Do you know?
Praise the Lord.
And we know. Do you know?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
God had already prepared you, Deacon Wayne.
I just thank God for it. Like I say, I'm telling you, you apply that scripture to your life, believe me, it will change your outlook on things. Don't get stressed out, because guess what? It's supposed to be working for you good.
That's
what the word said.
Amen.
And our problem is we don't apply the word.
Amen.
We talk about the word, but we don't apply the word. I just learned, hey, just apply the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
That's all right.
Everything.
Thank you.
That happened to you. It's a blessing.
Yeah. For the good of something.
And we've got to receive it as a blessing.
Yes.
And by not receiving it as a blessing, that's when we will stress out.
Amen.
And have all our hang up.
Mm-hmm.
When you receive it as a blessing, you won't be stressed out.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
You'll be thankful. and joyous.
God, hallelujah.
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 I ask that you keep Greg Jr. in prayer. You know, he started at Central last month. And, you know, with all the colleges, they're having cases of COVID-19. And they have had some cases there, but to God be the glory, he's been active and he's been protected.
Amen.
Just keep him lifted up.
Thank you, God.
Amen. That's our strong force, y'all. Y'all remember when he started way back as a little child?
Mm-hmm.
God is still with him. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Turned to a beautiful, handsome young man. Smart.
Yes, he is. Praise the
Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Still a strong force.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He's covered by the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
Amen. You too,
you
Pastor.
You too, Pastor.
Amen. That's Sister Burnett and the family. Hello.
Walk in the blessings of the Lord, the good and the bad.
Yes.
Those
said we're supposed to get all of it. Not just the good, but we got to have the bad, because if we don't have no bad, we don't have nothing to judge what's good.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right. With our assurance that whatever it is, God is going to bring me through it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. He's always prepared a way for me to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless you. Have a blessed week.
Amen. You too.
Walk in the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.